Norway and Sweden have closed parts of their airspace due to a combination of shifting winds and a new cloud of volcanic ash. For the time being, at least, airports in Stockholm and Oslo remain open. Meanwhile, the airline industry and European governments are still counting the financial cost of the six-day aviation shutdown. Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Atlantic Airways.
I don't think we'll ever see a blanket ban again. I think that, you know, lessons will be learned, and there'll be safe ways of dealing with this which won't cause the whole of Europe to get closed down.
Under EU law, European airlines are required to compensate stranded travelers, but at least one airline, budget carrier Ryanair, says it won't and wants the law changed. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.